Hey, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you're having a great day. A lot of crypto is pumping real hard. You have multiple altcoins, multiple crypto assets really making some strong moves in the past 24, 48 hours, Ripple being the biggest one. So want to talk a little bit about what's going on there. Generally speaking, want to talk about, I think, some market ADD that a lot of folks are seeing, especially those that are new to the space. I think it's something that you just want to take into consideration and you want to understand as you're continuing to look. And then I also want to talk about a video that was on Vice recently that is talking about what it's like to be addicted to Bitcoin. And I think it's has nothing to do with being addicted to Bitcoin. And we'll watch part of it. We'll talk a little bit about it. But I think overall, really something that is pretty interesting moving forward. So before starting that, I do want to let you know that I did have a crypto breakfast hour this morning, but this evening, tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern time, looking to have another crypto happy hour. So tonight, crypto happy hour at 9 p.m. Eastern time. I'll set that ahead of time so that if you'd like to join for that, you definitely can. But if you aren't subscribed yet or if you haven't hit the notify bell, hit the subscribe button, the little notify bell. So that next time when I do have a crypto happy hour, you're able to join on time and you can ask whatever questions that you'd like. But looking forward to that. So hopping into it today, what's going on just overall in the marketplace? And what are the big takeaways from that? So first of all, Bitcoin has, I don't want to say cooled down all that much, but it's cooled down a little bit over the past couple of days. Right now it's down about 3% on the day. Nothing to, in my opinion, nothing to freak out about. I still am most heavily weighted in Bitcoin. I will remain most heavily weighted in Bitcoin, but Bitcoin down about 3.5%. Ethereum down close to 5% on the day, although it did hit its all-time high within the past 24 hours. So you're talking about being down 5% off of a crazy new all-time high that it had previously hit. Now, outside of just Bitcoin and Ethereum, there are a couple cryptos that have really, really crushed it lately, and I think it's leads a little bit into just this kind of market ADD that you're starting to see over and over and over again. Whether it's Litecoin or whether it's been Ethereum or whether it's been Bitcoin, especially for people that are brand new to the space. But if we're looking right now on the day, the crypto that has really crushed it. So first of all, Tron, TRX has absolutely murdered it, up 77% on the day, 83% in comparison to Bitcoin. Little above $1 billion in market cap, but much bigger than that right now, and not necessarily in gains, but Ripple is up over 50% today, established a brand new all-time high. It's at 67 cents right now, and that is up a significant amount. Cardano being the third biggest gainer on on-chain FX, which is one of the big ones that I've been a fan of for the past month or so. I've been accumulating quite a bit of Kyber Network, EOS as well. But when I'm looking at Ripple, and I'm also in a lot of cases thinking about Litecoin right now too. So Litecoin and now what some people are asking about Ripple is, hey, do I sell Ripple? You know, do I take my profits? Do I move on? People have been saying this about IOTA and they've been saying it about Litecoin. Basically all these cryptocurrencies that have pumped really hard in the past couple of, the past week or two. And you'll notice that Litecoin is down maybe 16% from its all-time high. It was up. Hit almost $400. Now it's down about 7% of the day, 10% of the day. A lot of people bought into it during the pump, and now they're looking at it saying, hey, I'm holding on to this Litecoin, and Ripple is up 50%. Why the heck am I holding on to Litecoin? I bought IOTA, and now everything else is going up. What's the next one? What's the next one? And there's this like crazy ADD cycle that's going on where people are just trying to find the next coin, the next coin, the next coin, the next pump. And inevitably, there pretty much always is something that does pump. It's right now, at least with the size of the crypto market, the saturation of it, basically there is going to be something on a daily basis that is going to pump, but people are chasing those and chasing those and chasing those. And I think it's, in a lot of respects, it's kind of a bad situation to get yourself into. If you own that, the ideal situation that you want is you want to perform your own due diligence. You want to perform your own research on a cryptocurrency, multiple cryptocurrencies, whatever it is. For me personally, you guys know my portfolio. We can pull it up right now, but you guys know my portfolio. We need to adjust I need to adjust a little bit of the, I need to adjust a little bit of the overall structure here from December 5th, but the ownership of these items remains the same. So I'll put a link to that. You know, I'll put a link to that so you can have that there. But overall, the ownership of this remains the same. The splits are just a little bit different. But really, I mean, what you want to think about is not always trying to buy into pumps and performing due diligence, performing research on crypto that you think has a long-term potential in a lot of respects. Unless you're a short-term trader and you want to go about that, then that's perfectly fine. But you know, if you're looking to establish maybe longer-term trends and trying to not just chase every single pump and move and move and move, then perform your own due diligence. Read the white papers. Study the Reddit, the subreddits, study Twitter, see how things are growing, see how usability is growing, see how the crypto that you're interested in is moving, is progressing. And then from there, you know, you want to buy in, dollar cost average, buy in wherever. And then hopefully at one point in time, those will pump at some point, you know. But the problem is every time somebody goes from chasing somebody, let's just say in this example, Litecoin pumped last week, or IOTA pumped last week, then Litecoin, and now Ripple. So somebody got in late on IOTA, then IOTA goes down a little bit, and then they see Litecoin pumping. They go to Litecoin, they try and hop in, they try to ride that train up a little bit, and then Litecoin goes down a little bit, and they go to Ripple, and right now Ripple's up quite a bit, but you know, maybe Ripple will pull back a little bit from that all-time high, and you're chasing pumps and you're chasing pumps, and I think that type of ADD is not great. And it's just something I get questions, or I'm getting a lot of questions. I'm seeing a lot of these YouTube comments where it's like, hey, you know, Litecoin's done. Litecoin's dead. Do I move? Where do I go? Where do I go? Do you believe in the fundamentals of Litecoin, or did you just hop in for the pump? You know, if you just hopped in for the pump, then fine, move on. But if you believe in the fundamentals, if it's a long-term holding, then stick with it. You know, just think about those things in sometimes a longer-term time horizon and understand that there's always going to be a cryptocurrency out there. There's always going to be a crypto asset out there that is probably going to be gaining more than one you're having right now. Like right now, I have, you know, we've talked about it before, but I have a decent holding in Cardano. I have a decent holding in ADA. Ripple's making more money than that. Tron is making more money than that. But I'm not going to chase Ripple. I'm not going to chase Tron right now. Maybe, you know, maybe I'd be better off if I did, but I'm not going to. So that's one thing to, you know, to definitely think about and to take into consideration there as well. And I mean, we could pull up XRP here too, because I think the movement that XRP has had has been pretty incredible, especially in the past couple days. So even in the past 3 days, we'll pull it up right now and we'll take a look. And this is Ripple against the US dollar, or the dollar tether really. But in the past 3 days, Ripple is up about 200%. I mean, those type of gains are just absolutely outrageous. It's incredible. And only in crypto is it even possible. But that type of gain in 3 days in a normal market, that could take years and years and years to accomplish a 200% gain. In crypto, you're seeing it happen in the course of 3 days, 5 hours, and 15 minutes. That's nuts. It's pretty outrageous, but it's definitely worth noting. So if you've been a long-term believer in Ripple, I personally do not hold any Ripple. Nothing against it, but I don't hold any. But congratulations if you've bought in at any time previously and you're enjoying 200% gains, because those are incredible. So pretty, pretty good stuff there. And one thing too that I wanted to talk a little bit about is this video. I think it's pretty interesting, and we'll talk a little bit about what this guy's talking about. And this is a video, it already has, I think, 500,000 views on Vice News published it, but pretty interesting. So we'll take a listen for a second, and then I want to talk a little bit about it too.
Earlier this summer, I went to a barbecue my friend was having. He came up to me and said, I'm making $500 a day on this Bitcoin thing. $500 a day sounded pretty good to me. And also, FOMO in crypto is probably the most powerful emotion I've ever felt about any form of money or gambling. And, you know, this is somebody who spent much of his 20s trying to play poker for a living. My first investment was for about $4,000. When I started, I would read a lot of forums on Reddit and other places where people who have gotten rich off Bitcoin would talk about the things that they did. If I had stuck to that, I would probably have 2.5 times what I've made now if I had just done that. My wife has asked me not to talk about Bitcoin so much with her. When she met me, every day I went surfing and all I thought about was surfing. And that was a good one because I was like in good shape and I guess surfing is cool. As I've grown older, those obsessions have gotten nerdier and worse. At some point I was like checking my phone and I think I was up like 55% in the first week and a half. And I was like, this is you know, I'm going to be rich off of this. And then some news came out of China that people were saying that China was going to ban Bitcoin and ICOs and other forms of cryptocurrency. Bitcoin crashed and went down about 40%. And I decided that to sort of deal with the losses that I was taking, that I would take about 3 Bitcoin at the time and bet it all in a Bitcoin casino on a soccer game between like 2 teams that I had never seen play. And then I lost that bet. And so all the Bitcoin that I had then was gone. That Bitcoin I lost now is worth about like a Audi.
So that video is kind of funny, and it's going around. It's saying like, what is it like to be absolutely obsessed with Bitcoin? And that's not being obsessed with Bitcoin, at least in my mind. That's just being a compulsive gambler. And that's the thing with crypto too, and getting back to the ADD point and a lot of these other aspects. But you know, this is not being obsessed with Bitcoin. This is not having any interest in the technology. This is not anything. This is just some people are straight up getting addicted to, that are basically gambling addicts, and they're trying to move to the next thing. And quite frankly, Bitcoin is about as volatile, if not more volatile, than like gambling. You can make more money potentially than, you probably can make a lot more money than gambling. And it just gets the blood flowing. It hits that dopamine fix and that type of thing. I mean, it's funny because when you listen to this and, you know, this guy's talking about, hey, I started in like August or whatever. I started at some party. Somebody's talking about Bitcoin in the summer and I'm making $500 a day trading or whatever that person might be doing. And he started trading and he was making money and it was great. And that's all he wanted to do. And, you know, now, he starts doing all these crazy things and starts thinking that he can beat the market. And if he just, he says at one point, you know, if I just held on, I would have made like 2 or 3x of what I would have done. And I think that's true. I mean, there are a lot of people out there, no offense to anybody watching this, there are, I think, very few active traders that can just outperform holding Bitcoin or holding other, you know, select cryptocurrencies as well. There are very few people out there that can outperform that on a daily basis by trading. They can like significantly outperform the market. And for the most part, if you have no experience with financial markets, you know, you can certainly study this stuff. You can get better. You can do all that stuff. But you're doing that for a dopamine fix, and you're doing that to try to become, you know, you're doing that basically to, because you think you're smarter than the market. And in the vast majority of cases, you're not. It's just true. You know, for the vast majority of cases, you know, there are people that have significant experience with day trading in traditional markets or even in cryptocurrency. And I'm sure there are definitely some people out there that can outperform just holding on to certain crypto like Bitcoin, like Ethereum, whatever. But in the vast majority of situations, do some due diligence on that crypto. Find out if it's good. Buy, hold, dollar cost average your way in. By selling, by, you know, by doing all this crazy trading, you're probably not going to outsmart the market. And your 3 months of experience in crypto and the fact that you made 50% gains in the first weekend doesn't mean you're a genius. It means that this has been a rocket ship to the heavens and you just happen to hop on for, you know, a good portion of time. And I'm not saying that in a derogatory sense at all. I'm just saying that for the most part, anybody who thinks that they can outsmart the market, unless they have significant experience, it's probably not the case. And it's more of a gambling thing, in my opinion. You know, you're just excited about gambling than you are in a lot of other respects about crypto. So I think that's just something worth noting. And it goes to this whole ADD point of like trying to find the next hot thing, trying to find the next hot thing, and then ending up in some dark alley and some dark van in the corner of the internet where you're gambling 3 Bitcoin on a soccer game. Like, oh man, that 3 Bitcoin is now worth, you know, 50 grand or so. So that's crazy. But yeah, I don't think that's indicative of being obsessed with Bitcoin. I think being obsessed with crypto assets is more studying certain things. I know people that wake up and they read one white paper a day. I know people that, you know, look at charts. They study the subreddits. They study the growth. They study, you know, they create different analytics, things like that. Like, that is in some cases like being obsessed, but that's kind of being obsessed in a good way. Just trading on a daily basis, trying to, you know, trying to make money. You know, some people can do that very well, but the vast majority of folks can't. So something to take into consideration. Outside of that, guys, like I said, I will be doing a crypto happy hour tonight, December 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So if you'd like to join for that, hit that subscribe and the little notify bell so you get the notification when I do go live. But I really do appreciate the time. Hopefully you've had a fantastic day in the market and you've owned some of these ones that have really killed it. And, you know, you're up a nice percentage. If not, stay on the grind. Your time will come, hopefully, and we'll go from there. Crypto Bobby signing out. Peace.